We're going to go ahead and get started. The meeting is called to order. Ms. Wright, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Vice Chair Dennis Barsima.
Here.
Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Nathan Hayes.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Present.
Trustee Tim Struthers.
Here.
Trustee Eric Wazowitz. Board Chair Wheeler Coleman.
Here.
Thank you.
Mr. Brady, would you please confirm the appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Mr. Chair, the university has provided appropriate notice. We have reached a quorum, but I will note for the record that Trustee Wazowitz has arrived.
Perfect. Thank you. At this point in time, I would like to request that Trustee Robert Pritchard please join me at the podium. So it is an honor, first of all, to be able to swear in a fellow trustee. And as part of my duties as chair, I do exactly that. It is also an honor to swear in and have as part of our board a man of great distinction, the former representative, Mr. Robert Pritchard. So please raise your hand and repeat after me. I, Robert W. Pritchard.
I, Robert W. Pritchard.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully serve, support, and preserve.
That I will faithfully support, preserve, and defend.
Protect and defend.
Protect and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And the Constitution, bylaws, and policies.
And the Constitution, bylaws, and policies.
Of Northern Illinois University.
Of Northern Illinois University. I finally acknowledge.
The fiduciary responsibility. I should read the script. The fiduciary responsibility.
The fiduciary responsibilities.
That each member of the Board of Trustees.
That each member of the Board of Trustees.
Has and further solemnly swear.
Has and further solemnly swears.
That I will discharge faithfully my duties as a member of the Board.
That I will faithfully discharge the duties as a member of the Board.
Of Trustees of Northern Illinois University.
Of Trustees of Northern Illinois University.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my abilities.
Congratulations and welcome to the board.
Thank you very much. First, I want to say it's an honor and a privilege to be able to join this august body and this university with all of its constituencies and stakeholders. And I look forward to putting the experiences I've had over the last 15 years in the legislature, working on educational issues, to practice here on a different platform with different challenges and different opportunities. And I look forward to working with this board, many of whom have joined during my tenure in the legislature. And I'm glad to see that we are working diligently on the issues that face this university, and that we can take this university to, again, the platform and the direction that we want to go of helping all students succeed and achieve the career vision that they have. It's a pleasure to work with you. I firmly support the notion of transparency and openness, and I look forward to having those kinds of discussions with various stakeholders over the next months. Thank you.
Official.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Nathan Hayes. So every year we swear in our student trustee. And our student trustee comes to us via the student body of Northern Illinois University. And so, Nathan, please raise your hand and repeat after me. I, Nathan Hayes.
I, Nathan Hayes.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully serve.
That I will faithfully serve.
Support, preserve, protect.
Support, preserve, protect.
And defend.
And defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And the Constitution, bylaws, and policies.
And the Constitution, bylaws, and policies.
Of Northern Illinois University.
Of Northern Illinois University.
Finally, I acknowledge.
Finally, I acknowledge.
The fiduciary responsibility.
The fiduciary responsibility.
That each member of the board.
That each member of the board.
Of trustees has and further solemnly swear.
Of trustees has and further solemnly swear.
That I will discharge faithfully.
That I will discharge faithfully.
My duties.
My duties.
As a member of the board.
As a member of the board.
Of trustees.
Of trustees.
Of Northern Illinois University.
Of Northern Illinois University.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank
Welcome
you.
To the board.
Good morning, everyone. So as it was mentioned, my name's Nathan Hayes, and I'm a current senior double majoring in economics and statistics. I previously served as the Student Association treasurer this past year, and I'm extremely honored to be able to serve as the student trustee for the 2018-2019 year. When I first began my time at NIU, I would have never expected that my senior year I'd be serving on the Board of Trustees. I've known the previous two student trustees, and just looking at them serving and watching them in meetings like this, I could have never pictured myself in a position like this. The Board of Trustees plays a crucial role for the body of the students at NIU, and all their decisions affect every student at the university. So being able to serve on a board like this is an extreme honor, and I do greatly look forward to this upcoming year. I'm very excited to see what myself and the board can do and see what we can accomplish this year, and I look forward to working with this board and all students at Northern Illinois University. Thanks.
May I have a motion to approve the agenda item as proposed?
So moved.
Second. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none, the motion has been approved. At this time, I want to welcome any University Advisory Committee representative present today. The current UAC representatives include Teresa Arado, Kathy Doberlin, Alex Gelman, Holly Nickerson, and Kendall Threw.
Good morning. I often have the opportunity to wear many hats at meetings. Today I actually get to be Holly Nicholson. So she unfortunately was not able to make it today, but did have some comments she wanted me to share. So right now I'm Holly. I'm sorry I couldn't be present for this important meeting, but I appreciate the opportunity to send my comments. First, I'd like to welcome the new board members, and I look forward to working with all of you in the coming year. I also want to express my support for the proposal of putting Acting President Freeman forward as the candidate for president. From the time I worked with her in her role as provost through this past year as acting president, she has consistently demonstrated her support for staff and has proved herself to be a fair-minded, decisive, ethical, and transparent leader, as well as a creative and diplomatic problem solver. I don't believe a national search would produce a more qualified candidate, let alone one who is as passionate about NIU and can represent us as well as Dr. Freeman has and will continue to. The stability she has brought to the university is crucial. NIU does not need the risks and years of transition that an unknown outside candidate would bring, especially when a qualified, experienced candidate is already successfully fulfilling the role. I think it is very wise and fiscally responsible to adjust the search as proposed. I applaud the board's efforts to be inclusive and transparent and your value for shared governance, and I look forward to speaking with you more as this process unfolds. Those are Holly's comments. I will now shift hats and go back to being myself and really echo a lot of her sentiments. As I had the opportunity to know in advance what Holly was going to say, it allows me the chance to essentially just say ditto. But I will add, since the Supportive Professional Staff Council actually had our routinely scheduled meeting the day after Chair Coleman and Vice Chair Barsima's message came out, the members of the council in attendance that day were able to speak a bit about their thoughts and were generally quite supportive of the proposed plan. People noted that indeed when Chair Coleman and Vice Chair Barsima visited our council last fall, many of us indicated that the only thing we wished for the presidential search was that the acting president would consider taking on the role longer term. Through Acting President Freeman's hard work and clear passion for NIU, these sentiments continue, and we look forward to this process. We appreciate the board's close consideration of the information shared from the Presidential Search Planning Committee, and we thank that committee for their work. We also appreciate the board's ongoing support of and respect for shared governance that's made clear by their desire to meet again with our councils and other NIU entities to get additional feedback. We look forward to our meeting with them in August, and our council members are now more formally canvassing their colleagues within their divisions to make sure they will be able to share with the trustees honest and accurate feedback from SPS across campus. Those in attendance at our council meeting last week did make a few specific comments that I wanted to relay. People noted that the consistency this will provide for the university will go a long way in furthering us along in our efforts towards a stable and strong institution. Many people commented on the respect they have for Acting President Freeman and that they've been impressed with the work she has done in the acting role and look forward to seeing that work continue. And we also all noted that the financial responsibility of this decision is immense, but what's great is that it's not one that we have to just sort of throw our hands up in the air and say, oh, well, we have to make this sacrifice. Quite the contrary. It's a time when we can show fiscal responsibility while getting a tremendous leader to continue to move us forward. Thank you again for your time, and we look forward to further conversations to move the university forward in this direction.
Kathy, thank you for your comments. Anyone else?
Good morning. I want to echo many of the comments that Kathy just made. I also want to express my appreciation for the way in which the board has cast this proposed adjustment in the search process within the context of shared governance, and I appreciate the press release that the board put out with that point underscored. I have heard only support for the potential of President Freeman becoming our permanent president, but I have heard a couple of comments, and perhaps there's some misperception out there that the board is proposing this adjusted search process in a vacuum or unilaterally. I think just the opposite is the case. I think the board has heard from a number of stakeholder groups around the campus, and as part of their deliberation decision, they have listened and they are acting accordingly. So again, I want to extend my appreciation for the way in which you've responded to stakeholder group voices and for the process moving forward, which I fully support. Thank you.
Thank you. Kendall.
excuse me, this is Teresa Rado. This is actually my first official meeting here, and welcome new trustees. We're new together. As Faculty Senate President, the faculty hasn't met. I haven't heard back from them, but I do appreciate the inclusion of all shared governance in the process that you're putting forward. That is greatly appreciated. As Teresa Rado, not Faculty Senate President, I'd like to echo the comments of my colleagues here as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa, and welcome to your first meeting, by the way. Are there any other comments? None at this time. Today is a special day for us, not only welcoming two new trustees to the board, swearing them in, but also there's two action items that we'd like to address today. And you're going to, with the primary action item being about primarily around the adjusted presidential search process. All right, at this point in time, we recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and the Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Brady, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, I've received one request. Excuse me. Professor Virginia Naples.
Thank you for the opportunity for me to speak today, and welcome to the two new board members, and Teresa Rado. As a member of Faculty Senate University Council, I look forward to the next year working with her and the other people. I had not anticipated that there would be a special board meeting, and I only returned late last night from Texas, so I'm kind of jet-lagged and tired. There were, however, many other people with whom I spoke who were not able to return. So with their permission, I am speaking for a group of us. And we are rather concerned about the board considering what would be a short circuit of the presidential search process by making the appointment based on a single candidate, no matter how qualified that individual is. And this is absolutely not personal. I am looking at the issues involved with the process, and not only the process, but the perception of what is going on in the process by the members of the public. Because NIU has had many problems in the past, I don't need to remind you of those sorts of things, we need not only to do everything exactly as it needs to be done according to policies and rules and regulations, we were just reminded of that in the swearing-in process of our two new trustees, but we need to ensure that the public recognizes that we are doing that and that public perception is very positive and with us all along the way. If we want to regain the confidence of the public, we need to make sure that people who ought to be involved and who have been promised the opportunity to provide input are able to do so, and that includes additional input from faculty, staff, and students. The previous presidential searches were national, and we did not necessarily have an open and transparent search that we needed. And that was a flawed process that led to problems we might have otherwise avoided. What I would like to request today is to ensure that the present process is open and transparent. When you are considering appointing an individual without the vetting that goes through having a competition with other potential candidates, it may make that candidate appear to be weak. It is essential that such a candidate has the support of the entire university community, and that support would be engendered by opportunities for many people to meet and talk to that candidate, learn what is their philosophy, and the direction in which they take NIU. I would ask that the Board of Trustees would consider these concerns and make sure that everyone who would like to be able to provide input is able to do so. There have been many instances where a single candidate has been put forward for a variety of positions. I am of the age cohort where affirmative action resulted in the hiring of many women faculty who would not have otherwise been considered in biased and flawed searches for many positions. Unfortunately, because those individuals were considered to be additional candidates or people who would not otherwise have been considered, they suffered from a second-class feeling throughout their entire careers. This has affected many people's careers, and I have heard many, many times people who were granted expressing sour grapes saying, I would have had a job of such and such at institution X, Y, or Z, except they had to hire a fill-in-the-blank person of minority status. So I would very much like to avoid that, and I would like to see the university be able to have the entire community involved in this process and to come forward because leading a public university is a complex and difficult process. We need someone who can make the hard decisions, and we need someone who also thinks outside the box. In many instances, I am aware of a lot of universities that simply look around at other universities and say, oh, what are they doing? Well, we're going to jump on that same bandwagon. Jumping on a bandwagon isn't always a good thing, and we need a leader who not only understands NIU, understands its history, large public Midwestern universities, and where we need to go and what we need to do. If we repeat the same patterns that were failures in the past, we may not get the decisions that we need to help us move forward in the direction that we wanted to do. And I do remind you that 1 year, 1 month, and 1 day ago, I spoke to this board in exactly the same position, saying that a new broom sweeps clean and we need a new broom. This comment was actually picked up nationally and internationally in regard to what was going on at NIU. And I want to just make sure that we are considering all of those aspects in this presidential search process so we can go forward with a very positive and unified vision of where NIU is going to go. Thank you for your opportunity to make my comments.
Thank you for your comments, Virginia. I would like to say that the proposed process that the board has in play here will allow more participation than originally planned with a search committee. And so let me go ahead and begin to address the next item. This is really item number 7A, which is the adjusted presidential search process. After long and hard deliberation among the board members, we've come to the conclusion that we have an acting president that has done an outstanding job, an acting president who did not have to take on the role. 1 year ago, we approached Lisa and we said, we would love for you to sit in the acting president seat, help stabilize the university, help us move the university forward. And after 1 year later, after observing Dr. Freeman in her role, we're convinced that she's the right person to lead this university going forward. However, we also believe in shared governance, and we believe that the university should have a say. And in doing so, keep in mind that the Board of Trustees' responsibility is not only the fiduciary responsibility of the university oversight, making sure that our policies, procedures, controls are rock solid, but we also have the responsibility of appointing and selecting the president of the university. So our responsibility is to select the new president. We have responsibility to term or separate the president. And we don't take that responsibility lightly. With great consideration, we proposed a new process. The Board of Trustees puts forth Dr. Lisa Freeman as the presidential candidate for consideration by the Board of University as the 13th president of Northern Illinois University. Informational gathering sessions will be scheduled with multiple constituency groups of the university in order to elicit input and feedback on Dr. Freeman's candidacy. These groups, which represent diverse constituency groups and groups involved in the university shared governance, will include but not limited to Faculty Senate, Operating Staff Council, Supported Professional Staff Council, Student Association, Executive Senate, and several other student organizations. the Council of Deans, the Presidential Commissions, the representatives of NIU Alumni Association, the representatives of NIU Foundation, municipalities, cities, and city officials. This information gathering session will be scheduled to take place in August and September of 2018. The sessions will be scheduled to the greatest extent possible to accommodate regular or special meetings of each entity listed above, and each may, at their discretion, determine that the delegation of their design is appropriate to represent the group. The board chair is authorized to agree to information gathering session with other constituency groups not listed above in the interest of board and or university, or to assure meaningful and broad participation in this process. Based on the availability, one or two members of the Board of Trustees will attend each information gathering session to receive the feedback from each representative constituency group. The role of the trustees who attend the sessions will be limited to listen and collecting information provided by the constituency group. Trustees will not engage in any sort of deliberations at these sessions, will not engage in substantive discussions with the group and among themselves, and will not provide initial recommendations to other trustees until a meeting of full board. Feedback that is gathered at each session will be brought back for consideration with the full board at one of the future meetings, where discussions among trustees regarding the hiring of the new president will take place. In addition to this information gathering sessions, a university-wide forum will be scheduled so that faculty, staff, students, and other members of the university community can hear directly from Dr. Freeman, as she will outline her vision for the future of the university and participate in a question and answer session. Institutional communications will develop an appropriate mechanism for collecting feedback from participants at the university-wide forum so that such feedback can be shared with the Board of Trustees. The chair, with the appropriate individual consultation and with other board members, may authorize additional mechanisms of feedback or minor modification to the proposed adjusted search process for efficiency and effectiveness. Any such additional feedback mechanism or minor modification to the process will be reported to the members of the board. Any substantial modification to the search process will be presented to the full board for review and consideration. This proposed adjustment to the presidential search process provides more direct, meaningful, and broader participation for faculty, students, professional staff, civil servants, and other participants in the university's shared governance process than what could be accomplished through approximately 17 to 25 member search committee alone. At this time, it will be substantially reduced the expenditure of time, resources, and money on a national search, and when an internal candidate who may meet the needs and wants of the board of the university can be retained and appointed. So I want to point out a couple of things. The Presidential Search Planning Committee put together the characteristics that are required that they would like to see in a president. And putting together the profile of the new president for NIU, I have to tell you, that profile looks exactly like Dr. Lisa Freeman. And so we were happy to receive the hard work from this cross-sectional group that pulled together the profile of the next president of the university. After observing Lisa for an entire year, after personally working with Dr. Freeman for an entire year, I have to tell you, we're convinced that Dr. Freeman can help move the university forward. And the energy and effort that it would take to do a national search will only delay our efforts to move the university forward by a couple of years. So let me read the recommendation. The recommendation for approval, the Board of Trustees being asked to approve the nomination of Dr. Lisa C. Freeman as the presidential candidate for the Board of University, for the Board and University consideration. The Board is also being asked to provide an adjusted presidential search process, which will include informational gathering sessions with multiple university constituent groups. These information gathering sessions will be attended by one or two members of the Board of Trustees based upon availability in order to receive direct input and feedback from each respective constituency group. The adjusted search process will also include a university-wide forum wherein Dr. Freeman will present her vision for the future of Northern Illinois University and participate in a question and answer session with faculty, staff, and students. An appropriate mechanism for receiving feedback from participants of the forum will be developed and implemented by institutional communications. Input and feedback from the information gathering session and the forum with Dr. Freeman will be brought back to a meeting of the Board of Trustees for deliberation and discussions by members of the board. Through this adjusted search process, the chair will authorize to approve additional constituency group sessions and other appropriate methods of feedback or minor modifications to the process for efficiency and effectiveness. Substantial modification to the process will be brought to the full board for review and consideration. For further details on the adjusted presidential search process, please see the information that I read earlier. At this point in time, may I have a motion to approve the adjusted search process for the presidency?
So moved.
I've got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Are there any discussions? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Hearing none, the motion passes. Next, we will move to item 7B, authorization for insurance counsel to file suit related to electrical, steam, and other damage under Normal Road. At this point in time, I'm going to have our acting general counsel, Greg Brady, speak to this particular agenda item.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Excuse me. Last Thursday, we were contacted by legal counsel for our insurance company. This has to do with an event that occurred about a year ago when the city of DeKalb wanted to do some construction to its sidewalk on Normal Road and got permission from the university in order to do that work. Its contractor, though, struck and cut some electrical lines as well as damaged a steam tunnel and caused other damages that caused approximately $150,000 in damage. Our insurance company has been trying to work with the contractor and its insurance company, but to no avail, and has decided that it will file a lawsuit. It is already filing this lawsuit to recover $50,000 that it will be giving to the university for this damage under our insurance policy. But today's action for the board is to approve the insurance counsel to also sue on behalf of the university for the additional $100,000 of damage that was caused by this cutting of the, caused by the contractor. And so I certainly apologize, and insurance counsel apologize for the timeliness of this, but fortunately we had today's meeting and we could put this item forward for authorization from the board to approve insurance counsel filing the suit for the total of the $150,000 of damage.
Okay, so we have the recommendation the university requests that the board's authorization to allow insurance counsel to proceed with the lawsuit action to recover expenses caused by this incident. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Got a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussions?
Can I?
Yes.
So, again, it's my understanding that the fees that will be paid to the legal firm will come from any judgment that is received. And if there's no judgment, then there's no out-of-pocket. cost to us?
Correct. The insurance council has said that they are working on a contingency basis, so there's no upfront cost to the university. Any recovery for their costs will either come from the recovery of damages or through a motion for other, the you know, as the prevailing party to receive the attorney's fees from the other party, but that's up in the air.
And is the percentage that they're going to work on normal and customary within?
It's slightly less, according to the insurance council. He quoted about 33%, one-third usually, but he said that for this, under our insurance policy, it's going to be between 20 and 25% of the recovery.
Great.
Greg, don't these guys have a bond that they put up when they're doing work like that that they can just draw from?
I'm not familiar. Insurance council would obviously be more familiar of that situation. That is the typical process for insurance to go through that.
Bond, yeah.
So,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Any other comments? No questions? Let's go ahead and take a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, yay, nay. Hearing none, the motion passes. Are there any other matters requiring the attention of this committee today? Okay, hearing none. Our next meeting, our next regularly scheduled meeting for the full Board of Trustees is September the 13th at 9 o'clock in this very room. At this point in time, the board needs to go into closed sessions. Closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subject authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters as generally described under Section 2C, 1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters as generally described under Section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters as generally described under Section 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Closed session minutes matters as generally described under Section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. And student disciplinary cases as generally described under Section 2C9 of the Open Meetings Act. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Roll call.
We got to do a roll call. I'm sorry. Ms. Wright, would you please take a roll call vote?
Yes, thank you. Trustee John Butler. Trustee Nathan Hayes.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes.
Trustee Tim Struthers.
Yes.
Trustee Eric Wazowicz.
Yes.
Vice Chair Dennis Barsima.
Yes.
Board Chair Wheeler Coleman.
Yes.
Thank you.
The motion is approved. The meeting is now closed. Thank you. Currently 109, July 16th. We're out of closed door session. Ms. Wright, can I have roll call?
Vice Chair Dennis Barsima?
Here.
Trustee John Butler?
Here.
Trustee Nathan Hayes?
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Present.
Trustee Tim Struthers?
Here.
Trustee Eric Wazowicz?
Here.
Board Chair Wheeler Coleman?
Here. At this point in time, I need a motion to close our meeting.
So moved.
You have a second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting's closed.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.